What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today here. It is Monday, October 31st, 2016. Happy Halloween. Ooh, time for the annual extortion racket by the neighborhood children. And we're all set to go tonight. We got these little bags of veggie chips to hand out. We've got about six of them, and I figure that's all we need, because after the first kids get the veggie chips, they're going to Twitter all over the neighborhood, oh, the Riveros don't have anything good, and they'll leave us alone for the rest of the night. I did get my... Back on the air here. The gremlins are out there already trying to shut us down and everything. And we'll get on to that in just a little tiny minute. I did get my treat, though. I did order my own Donald Trump dollar. For those of you watching on Bamuser TV, there it is. And I figure it'll keep my Ron Paul dollar company down there in the mayonnaise jar buried out by the pineapple plantation. So we were talking about Halloween, and we were talking about the bad people are in a little bit of a panic, and that is certainly true right now because the developments have started happening last Friday. And what's going on is that FBI Director Comey announced he was reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email and whether State Department emails were being mishandled. Now, there is ample reason. We're not talking about somebody finding a flash drive with a couple of emails on it. This latest bombshell in the case came from a completely separate investigation into Anthony Weiner, who, despite all of his previous scandals, is apparently still in the habit of entertaining, I guess would be a polite word for it, underage young girls over the internet on his various devices. And he's under investigation for that on a couple of different levels. And so apparently they were looking at this laptop that Anthony Weiner was using to conduct his little online sessions with, and they uncovered 650,000 State Department emails. That's an awful lot. It's kind of hard to ignore that. And this was brought to FBI Director Comey. He took it to Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch said, no, don't mention it. We're not going to do anything like that. But Comey was kind of, unfortunately, as I understand it, put in a very awkward place. First of all, the FBI rank and file are still angry with him for pandering to Hillary Clinton's campaign over the Title 18 violations. And they're very angry. Apparently, there's been a huge rash of resignations of high-level FBI people who are just saying they don't want to be tarnished by all this. Apparently, Comey's wife was apparently on his case. But I think what was the final deciding factor is that state authorities had the laptop and its contents and copies thereof, and they were getting ready to go public. And had they gone public with this, and Comey was known to have had this information and done nothing, he would be in a world of hurt. I mean, he's in a world of hurt anyway. At this point, it doesn't matter what he does. He's going to be barbecued in hog fat by one side or the other. So welcome to real world politics there, Mr. Comey. So apparently one of the things that caught people's eye was the top directory holding all these 650,000 State Department emails was labeled life insurance, which, knowing the Clintons, makes perfect sense. And this is turning out to be a huge October surprise. Everybody thought that locker room tape from Donald Trump was the October surprise. That was going to be it. That was going to change the election. No, at this point, that's pretty much gone. Now, it looks like, and first of all, you need to understand, it is already documented and known that Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner shared this laptop prior to their estrangement. So Huma was on this laptop. She's trying to claim she had nothing to do with it now, but it's already known she was using that. And apparently she was backing up all of the State Department emails on her laptop. This represents an illegal copying of these documents, especially any that are classified. More Title 18 violations. But the news is out now. The Department of Justice was trying to block the FBI from getting a warrant to examine the emails. But once word came out that other law enforcement agencies have their own copies, they had to go and let the FBI take a search. And the FBI is now scanning the emails on Huma Abedin's laptop. And this is going to be a major, major breakthrough. Because remember, when Hillary Clinton turned over her State Department emails to congressional investigators, she printed them out on paper and took them over as hard copies so that nobody could run a computerized search on them. You had to have people just reading the emails after emails after emails. It was impossible to do any electronic correlation or searching. That was intentional to obfuscate the situation. Now they have all of these emails on a hard drive. They can use software tools to go looking through them very, very rapidly. We're going to take a moment to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. She may not have felt the burn, but she's definitely feeling the wiener, because this laptop that surfaced last week with these 650,000 emails has forced the FBI to reopen the investigation into Hillary's handling of the email. And at this point, with a week to go before the election, what is actually in the emails doesn't matter. Politics is perception, and the perception is this is just one more indicator that there's some kind of a massive cover-up going on with all of this stuff. And so now they've got these emails in searchable forms. Now, 650,000 emails suggests that Huma was doing regular backups from the State Department. And there are probably going to be a lot of duplicates in there. But because they're in machine-readable form, the duplicates can be filtered out and they can get down to the nitty-gritty. And the FBI is now pouring through that laptop, and they're looking for actionable material. Loretta Lynch is saying it's a violation of the Hatch Act to release anything before Election Day. So is Harry Reid. No, it isn't, in fact. The Hatch Act is if you use your political office in a campaign, like Obama's been doing with Air Force One in the White House, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. It's not, according to constitutional scholars, a violation of the Hatch Act to arrest a criminal for a crime, even if that criminal is running for public office. Because until they win that public office, they are private citizens and as subject to the law as anybody else. Now, Huma Abedin is lawyering up. The situation is going from bad to worse. She's trying to plead innocent, saying that she had nothing to do with this laptop. And yet, nobody can explain how a laptop only held by Anthony would ever get this material. So somebody's lying somewhere. And by the way, this going along by getting along, or getting along by going along, anytime you work for a large organization where some of the people are behaving badly, and you always get that little elbow in the rib saying, you get along by going along, just close your eyes and let them do what they're going to do. Apparently, Hillary Clinton's inner circle knew that Anthony Weiner had this fetish for online sex with underage girls 5 years ago, and did nothing about it, and today they are paying the price. So what we're doing right now is we're seeing a three-way contest between Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and Anthony Weiner as to who's going to get thrown under the bus. And with the salacious behavior, I would say probably that ultimately Anthony Weiner is going to wind up with tread marks on the face. But it may not just be him. Now, apparently, when news broke about this laptop in the FBI, it did come as an unexpected shock to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And there's actually a photograph of Huma Abedin breaking down and crying on the campaign plane. And the look in Hillary's eyes is absolute white hot flaming death. And I find myself incapable of sympathy. These people knew what they were doing. They thought they could get away with it. So far they have, but now they're caught and it's out there in the public. Now, Hillary Clinton has just made what I think may be the worst strategic decision she could. She is now referring to Huma Abedin as just one of her staffers and kicked her off the campaign plane in Florida. Huma had to get a regular flight to get back home. I think that was one of the worst things Hillary could have done. First of all, because it makes it look like Hillary is trying to distance herself from this, which is impossible. Those are her emails. And let us not forget that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Now, we've all been hearing stories about how Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton have been lovers going back to when Huma was just 19 years old. And who cares? But if it's true, Hillary's just made a mistake. This isn't a staffer she's kicked off the plane and humiliated. It's her lover. Now, like attracts like, and I have no doubt Huma is a close match to Hillary herself in terms of vindictiveness. Getting tossed from the plane and publicly humiliated and potentially being under the bus. This will be the end of Huma's loyalty and objectivity, and she's gonna flip the other way. Hillary could not have done anything more to flip Huma Abedin into being a cooperating witness for potential prosecution, unless, of course, Huma gets really depressed in Fort Marcy Park. And there's already a Twitter channel out there. You know, save Huma. We all know what's coming. Now, the last we heard is after trying to say, oh, I had nothing to do with Anthony Weiner's laptop, Huma is now seeking an immunity deal. This is getting serious. Even The Guardian in Great Britain is saying Hillary Clinton's closest ally just became her biggest liability. So this is getting dynamic. More trouble for Camp Hillary. Anthony Weiner is now cooperating with the FBI investigation. He doesn't want to get framed for this. He didn't do anything wrong, really. I mean, unless he looked at the classified emails. But if he was sharing the laptop with Huma and Huma was copying off the emails and Anthony was just going on out looking for underage girls, then he's off scot-free and he does not want to get framed for this. Now, Huma Abedin testified under oath that she turned over all devices that had contained State Department emails. She's looking at a perjury charge and a 5-year prison sentence. Hillary Clinton is looking at a charge of obstruction of justice that carries a 20-year prison sentence. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Georgia and Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Well, you know, the thing is, I work for a major retailer, and one thing I noticed, because a lot of poll watchers are getting them, and that is the dash cameras. That hook right onto your car, and they're going to be watching the polling places, and there's people linking up on polling places looking for vans and cars, trying to find people who are voting more than one time. And well,
it's good that they're doing that.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's more like we already got a confirmation from the police that people watching the polls looking for people voting more than once does not violate the Ku Klux Klan Act.
Well, it's funny you should say that because literally, I think it was about a week and a half ago, Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice came on out with a statement that any attempts by citizens to stop vote fraud represented a violation of the Voting Rights Act. Now, that's complete and utter nonsense, but that's how scared Loretta Lynch is, because if Hillary goes down, Loretta's going to go down with her.
I just really think no matter what the voter fraud, no matter how much fraud they try to throw on, I think Donald Trump's going to steamroll over, not landslide, I'm talking a steamroll.
I sure hope to see it. It's hard to get a read because the corporate media, last Friday it looked like the corporate media was going to bail on Hillary. Today, apparently over the weekend, phone calls went on out reminding, you know, you work for us, you do what we tell you. And they're back out there today saying, Hillary is 167 percentage points ahead of Donald Trump. And yes, her unfavorability ratings have hit a new high, but she's still ahead of Trump because Trump made the illegal immigrants feel bad.
You know, the thing is, what's kind of funny, it's more like hearing Madonna and Miley Cyrus campaigning for Hillary. You know, if I were Hillary Clinton, that's like having gonorrhea and syphilis endorsing me, you know. You know, I wouldn't want that.
Especially when it was juxtaposed with their attacks on Donald Trump, you know, as attention seeker and groping women, and you have these rock stars who grab their own crotch on stage in virtually every show. You know, we all remember the wrecking ball with Miley Cyrus, and boy, talk about softcore porn. Now, even without the wrecking ball, what she was doing with the sledgehammer, and you just sit there and say, wow, man, we didn't have rock music videos like that when I was a kid.
Now, I remember my mom told me that my grandmother would not let my mom watch Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show. And you look at Elvis Presley and the Ed Sullivan Show, it is mild in comparison to what's going on today.
Well, your grandmother would have been okay, because when Elvis did the Ed Sullivan Show, they literally blocked out the lower third of the screen so you wouldn't see his hips gyrating around. But you're right. Compared to what is it passes for normal music today, it's very, very tame. And it's all entertainment. I mean, I'm not a prude. I mean, but this idea that, you know, anything is allowable until you're able to use it as a vector to attack your enemy. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
But anyway, but you know, the thing is, this Tuesday I'll be out doing a exit polling. I'm just going to do a simple paper RM Murray printing up paper ballots, and I'm just going to put them in a box with a lock on it, and that's how I'm going to do my exit polling. And I'm going to have it all videotape counted.
All right, I'll be interested in your results versus the official results for that same precinct. So thanks an awful lot. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines until I can get ahead of some of these talking points. Alex in Florida, what's on your mind? Alex, are you there?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave once we start out to deceive. The truth,
yes,
hopefully, is going to come through. But I have a question for you. Are you sure that the 650,000 emails are actually State Department emails, or are they mixed in with her Wiener's emails? I mean, are they...
They're deemed to be germane to the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails at the State Department. They were not in a regular email file. They were not like in the actual email. These were archived copies of State Department emails. They were in a directory labeled life insurance.
They're in trouble. I'm just afraid that for some reason the evils of this world in this country, I think she could still get in, even though I think she's probably losing by a landslide. They're rigging the election right now. What do you
think?
Well,
if they want to risk an armed rebellion by the American people, I mean, they can keep on doing it. But just because the corporate media tells us Hillary's our next president doesn't mean we have to listen to her if we know that she stole that office. Nobody is under obligation to obey a president or, for that matter, a member of Congress, a mayor, a governor, the dog catcher, if fraud was involved in their election to office. They're not legitimate.
Yeah.
We are under no obligation to listen to them, to obey their orders, to fill out the forms, to put on the stickers, certainly not to pay their bills, and most definitely not to sacrifice life and limb of our children in these endless wars of conquest.
Yeah, I think what she could have done is charged her phone using the computer, the USB with the computer, and it automatically transfers the files. Wiener probably did the same thing. And
no, wait
I'm
a minute,
glad,
you're guessing.
I'm glad
you're,
they did.
No, you're guessing at this point. You're guessing at this point, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Because
okay.
I'll give you one example. When I plug in my iPhone, first of all, it's not automatic. I have to add a button saying synchronize. Okay, and it doesn't synchronize my emails because I don't need to. My emails come into both machines. And second, you know, iTunes shoves the emails into a very specific folder that is not labeled life insurance. These are backup files. They're not active email files. They're backup files. Okay? Somebody deliberately copied these. That's a violation of Title 18. All right, Alex, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, the Clinton campaign is in a total panic. They're out there in full attack mode. They're out there already flooding the blogs and the talk radio show saying, oh, it was probably just an accident. It was just a mistake. It was an immigrant. You need to remember, Title 18, Section 793, exposure of U.S. national secrets through negligence is punishable by 10 years in prison and banning from holding all public office. Bad intent is not required. Those emails are never supposed to be anywhere where they could be copied deliberately or unintentionally onto any other device. Some of the material that was found in Hillary's private email server was special access compartmentalized material, which is normally stored on a computer network that does not connect to the regular internet. It's an isolated net. The whole system is air-gapped. For information that is on that private little network to get onto Hillary Clinton's private email server means somebody put it on a flash drive and walked it out of there and copied it onto an outside machine. And that shows intent right there. So James Comey has got to be feeling very abused right now. I mean, he put his career, his reputation on the line trying to protect Hillary Clinton. We all remember last summer how he got up there and said, well, yes, she committed all these Title 18 felony violations, but you know, we don't think she meant to do wrong, and no reasonable prosecutor who doesn't want to die under suspicious circumstances would bother bringing a case, so we're going to let her go. Well, now he's been forced to reopen the case by the sheer volume of emails that were found by these sex investigators looking into Anthony Weiner's wiener. And he was under pressure from his own agents. And now that he's actually out there starting to do the job he should have been doing all along. Of course, those people he protected, Hillary's campaign, they've turned on him. They have just turned on him. How much sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child. And I'm sure right now Comey is thinking, why did he bother? All this loyalty to the Hillary machine, and the instant things go wrong, they just turn on him. But there is that issue about Hillary's emails, and they matter because of what was in there and where they went. And part of the concern that is growing now and may explode into the limelight is Huma Abedin's family ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. And a lot of people are wondering, was Huma spying for Saudi Arabia? And is that why she had all of the State Department emails on this laptop? We don't know. We need to find out. But behind all of this, the mere presence of these emails on that laptop shows that all of Hillary Clinton's emails and State Department business were being illegally copied outside of the secure server area. So we need to keep that in mind. Another Hillary Clinton IT staffer, John Bentel, has now taken the fifth. Really? I thought it was just an innocent little private email server. And all these people are taking the fifth. By the way, has anyone seen Brian Pagliani lately? We put his face on a milk carton last week. Still no word here. Now, polls are out there, and Hillary's campaign and those parts of the media still with her are saying, this isn't changing the voters' minds. We just polled a bunch of voters, and this recent revelation about more emails is not changing their vote. What they're not telling you is they're polling people who are already voting for Donald Trump anyway. But 45% of people polled from over at PatriotRising.com, this scandal is worse than Watergate. 61% of Americans think this is going to drag into the White House if Hillary wins. We're going to have to go through that whole Watergate, Richard Nixon thing all over again if Hillary steals this election. I don't think we need to go through that. I think if Donald Trump gets that White House, and then the FBI does their thing, the guilty go off to prison, and the country gets headed in a better direction. Do we really need to go through another criminal presidency? I say no. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I know it must be an important day for the American election system because Hillary's tantrum squad is all over my server. It's been nonstop all morning long. And so we're still fending them off. But basically, the more they're pounding on the site, it tells everybody we're really getting close to the truth here. Now, getting on back to the situation with Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon stole his reelection. We all know that now. And in point of fact, the American people weren't stupid enough to elect a president that was under investigation for election fraud and a bunch of other stuff. It didn't actually happen that way. Richard Nixon stole that second election. Hillary Clinton got a good close-up look at how he did it. She was on the Watergate committee and then got fired for unethical behavior. So we're looking at the same situation again here of having a president steal an election, get into office, and then instead of taking care of the country, having to spend all their time fending off the investigations, managing the cover-up, burning the White House tapes, or whatever else is going to be going on here. Our country is very fragile right now. The last thing we need is somebody in the White House who's so busy trying to stay out of jail that they're not there to do the job. And that's another reason we need to get Donald Trump into that White House. Now, a lot of Hillary's defenders are saying that it's pointless following this email scandal. She's going to win the election, and she'll be able to pardon herself. Now, no president has ever pardoned themselves. And getting on back to the Richard Nixon situation, if there was ever a president who wanted to pardon themselves, it would have been Richard Nixon. He couldn't do it. It's not legal. Now, technically, before you can apply for a presidential pardon, you have to be convicted of a crime. And upon conviction of a felony, you forfeit your public office. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, Gerald Ford broke that by issuing a blanket pardon to Richard Nixon and all of his associates for all crimes past, present, and future. And he got away with it because all of Washington, D.C. wanted Watergate to go away before that pathway to the John F. Kennedy assassination opened up and really made life that much harder for all of them. But if ever there was a president who was going to pardon themselves, it would have been Richard Nixon. He didn't. That proves you can't. Now, one observer has suggested that when we get down close to the end of the year, we might actually see Obama step down and make Joe Biden the president. Then Biden could issue a blanket pardon on Hillary and Obama and everybody. It would be just as bogus as that of Gerald Ford. Because technically, you cannot apply for and receive a pardon until you have been found guilty of something. Now, we're seeing more and more stories that, along with the FBI investigating the email server, the FBI wanted to investigate the Clinton Foundation for many of the same reasons that Larry Klayman brought a RICO lawsuit against them, pay for play, which we now know was going on. Even the Clinton Foundation and State Department staffers were calling it pay for play. And the Justice Department kept saying, no, 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 you will not investigate the Clinton Foundation. You have no evidence. Well, Loretta, answer a simple question for me. How is the FBI supposed to get the evidence of wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation if they are not allowed to investigate the Clinton Foundation? When you look at how much of this money that's been flowing around came from and went to terrorism, shouldn't the same standards that are being used on the American people apply to our politicians? The NSA doesn't need a warrant to spy on us, to read our emails, to look into our computers. Why are warrants all of a sudden so important just because it's Hillary Clinton? Right now, she's a private citizen. She has no special legal prerogatives over me. Legally, Hillary Clinton and I are on the same level. If it's okay for the government to spy on me without a warrant, why aren't you spying on her foundation without a warrant? So basically, it comes down to one of two things. Either Loretta Lynch made a bad judgment call and should resign, or she's part of the cover-up and she should be arrested. Now, if you are financially well off, and you have some risk capital, I would say that right now is a good time to go long on tar and feathers. I have a feeling there's going to be a run on those particular commodities not very far down the road. Needless to say, all of Hillary's defenders, by which I mean everybody neck deep in the corruption and the drug money and the rest of it, are leaping to her defense. Harry Reid actually went on out and said that FBI Director James Comey is in cahoots with Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, Howard Dean came on out and said James Comey is in cahoots with Vladimir Putin. And by the way, I don't even know what cahoots means, but that's what Howard Dean was saying. And I can imagine Vladimir Putin is laughing his head off over that one. Harry Reid is out there trying to push that the FBI director broke the Hatch Act, violated the Hatch Act. No. Obama using the White House and Air Force One for Hillary's campaign, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. Arresting a criminal for a criminal action is not a violation of the Hatch Act, even if that arrested criminal is running for high office. And that's not just my opinion. The top constitutional law expert, Professor Jonathan Turley, is saying absolutely not. James Comey did not violate the law, announcing that he was reopening this investigation. So what is the Hillary campaign out there doing? All the same thing they always do. They're playing victims. It's the vast right-wing conspiracy. They've gone back to that one. And at this point, I think our response to the vast right-wing conspiracy is to just laugh our heads off because she's played it so many times. Next, she's going to come on out and say that Director Comey just hates women, and that's why he hated Huma Abedin, and he went after her laptop, and he hated Hillary Clinton. It's amazing. And Hillary is out there grabbing all of her cronies, everybody that she's got the blackmail goods on, to just go after James Comey. Retired prosecutors, they're trying to say that Comey is being partisan, trying to get Eric Holder to weigh in on there. And, I mean, talk about short-term memory. Do we all not remember last summer when FBI Director James Comey put his job, his career, his reputation on the line trying to protect Hillary Clinton from the consequences of her own actions? Got up there and listed the felony Title 18 violations Hillary Clinton had committed, and then came on out and said, we're not going to recommend charges. Yeah, that's it. And here we are only a few months later, and Comey's been forced by the sheer volume and weight of the evidence of Hillary's crimes to actually say there's a sheer volume and weight of Hillary's crimes. And Hillary's just turning on him. Oh, you're partisan. You're part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. You're an agent of Vladimir Putin. And just on and on and on. You can almost, you know, see them frothing at the mouth. And how quickly they forget. Hillary's people are out there screaming about, oh, this 11th hour indictment or charge, it's partisan, we cannot be allowed. Well, let's set the Wayback Machine 24 years ago when President George Herbert Walker Bush was ahead in the polls for his second term in the White House against Bill Clinton. And the special prosecutor looking into Iran-Contra brought new charges against Bush, which allowed Bill Clinton to proclaim that he was running against a culture of corruption. Actually, he was part of the culture of corruption, but they're playing off of each other. It's like pro wrestling, the Clintons and the Bushes. You know, they're going to make believe they're hitting each other, but they're really all in the same business. But it was okay for Bill Clinton to take advantage of a 11th hour indictment 24 years ago, but no, can't be now. Times are different. We don't do that anymore because it's the Clintons here. And Hillary is out there demanding transparency and saying you've got to make all your information known now. Hillary is basically doing a gamble here. She knows that even with computer searches, they can't go through all 650,000 emails between now and the election. So she's setting an impossible goal. And if they're saying we can't release it, just, oh, they're playing politics. Trey Gowdy's already one-upped her on that one, saying Hillary Clinton wants transparency. She can release the 650,000 emails today, the non-classified ones. Just do a dump. Put them on out there. Let the American people look. She's not going to do that. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the corporate media, which was showing signs of a revolt last Friday, has had their leash yanked good and hard. And they're out there admitting that Hillary's unfavorable ratings have hit a brand new all-time record high, but still insist she's leading Donald Trump in the polls. It doesn't make sense. What the corporate media is trying to sell you is this idea that the candidate who is the least trustworthy and most disliked is still somehow ahead of Donald Trump. It just doesn't make any sense. Not one bit. Now, apparently over in California, somebody got a video of Democratic operatives offering to pay halfway house patients a $300 rebate check if they would vote for Hillary Clinton. That's a felony, by the way. WikiLeaks is out with new information as well. They've caught Hillary Clinton, the Hillary campaign, in another major lie. Remember when this guy Creamer came on out and was caught on Project Veritas talking about how they were paying people to commit violence and disrupt Donald Trump's rallies? And of course, immediately he was disavowed by the Hillary Clinton campaign, specifically Robbie Mook. Well, too bad. You know, Mook made that claim on a CNN interview, and WikiLeaks has dropped an email that shows that Creamer was in reality a consultant for the Democratic National Committee and very close in the chain of command to Robbie Mook. Ooh, they lied again, they lied again, they lied again. And they're still playing these stupid games. Over the weekend, somebody showed up at a Trump rally wearing a Hillary for Prison t-shirt and then made a point of shouting anti-Semitic comments at the press pool. Not up in the gallery, not to the other voters. The guy literally went up to where the press was assembled and was shouting anti-Semitic comments. Just one guy. And the media immediately went ballistic. Oh, this proves Donald Trump's an anti-Semite. He and his followers are all white supremacists. They hate the Jews. They blah, 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 blah. I mean, the guy is an obvious plant. You go over to his Facebook page. It's been inactive for like 4 years until just before he went on out and did this thing at the Trump rally. They're still playing these games and thinking that you are all dumb enough to fall for it. But right now the corporate media is looking for any excuse to not have to cover the latest bombshell in this email situation. And there's nothing out there for them to grab onto. They're having to make the news. Gilad Otzman waded on in with an article called October Boomerang, reminding everybody about how hard the Hillary campaign was trying to manufacture some kind of sexual misbehavior for Donald Trump, only to have Anthony Weiner's games with underage girls on the internet blow up in their face. And basically saying that what we're seeing right now in front of us is more than an election. It is a dynamic shift in consciousness of the American people that could lead to a complete social transformation. And I think it's high time it happened. Susan Sarandon said it best. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo. The status quo is not working. WikiLeaks is still teasing that there is more yet to come. When all this information is out, Hillary is done. The only way she can get out of this mess is by stealing the election and pardoning herself. But again, in principle, a president can't pardon themselves. Richard Nixon wasn't able to. Another article from Gilad Otzman on being aloof and democratic. And just pointing about how the Clintons and the Democrats keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. They keep replaying the same propaganda card over and over and over again, even when it's obvious it's not working. How did they get into this self-destructive tendency? Hubris. They've started to believe their own publicity, that they're impossible to defeat, that they're going to win, that nothing that they do is ever wrong. And I worked in Hollywood long enough to understand very clearly, when you start believing your own PR, you're in big trouble. You are headed for a major, major disaster. Now, last week we were talking, this being Halloween today, where somebody had pointed out that in elections past, Halloween masks were a very reliable indicator of who was going to win the election. And this year, the Donald Trump masks were outselling the Hillary Clinton masks by 2-1. Well, Hillary's campaign couldn't take that lying down, so they came on out with a positive spin where they had somebody come on out and say, well, look, little girls don't wear masks the way little boys do, not realizing that's a sexist comment in and of itself. And there's no foundation for it whatsoever. I mean, trick-or-treating past, I've seen masks on everybody. And I've seen girls without masks, I've seen boys without masks, and you cannot rule out the possibility of a little girl wanting to wear a Donald Trump mask. But there is nothing, no aspect of this campaign that is so tiny they cannot put some kind of a spin on it. All right, we're going to go back to taking phone calls. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha, welcome to the show, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm sitting here as I'm listening to you, I'm also switching back between MSNBC and CNBC and CNN. And just to let you know, on Jake Tapper reports, they've got they're talking about how they're showing a film by Michael, a testimony by Michael Moore, who looks like a troll, you know, giving anti-Trump stuff. They just put together a thing about how Trump and the IRS, he should have been released his tax forms. Then they're saying they have Paul Begala on a little, who's been apologizing for the Clintons for at least 20 years, and two other people on there. And Jake Tapper himself was one of the people who was named as giving one of the questions to Donna Brazile.
Yeah, that's blown up in their face as well here. Listen, Peter, stay on the phone. We've got to do a break for commercials. Stay on the phone. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And while you were we were on the commercial break, I'm getting all these emails from people coming on in saying the same thing that you are, which, I mean, I don't want to increase the viewership of CNBC and MSNBC, but apparently the only people still watching them are the ones that are watching to see what it is they're lying about today. But again, from the point of view of the corporate media, they're literally fighting for their continued existence, because if they are not able to put Hillary over on us, they're all finished. They're going to have to give up those million-dollar paychecks and all of those fancy studios and everything. It's going to be the end of what's been a very plush, luxurious existence. And we've already got Obama out there saying, we need a curating process. And CNN is out there saying, you've got to beware of all the fake news, meaning anybody but CNN. So they're in thrash mode.
Mike, they're trotting out Harry Reid again. And they're also resuscitating the... They're saying that Comey blocked linking the Russians to the hacks because of his influence. They're trying to tar him with the Russian tar baby. You know what I mean? And they had another guy on that was saying that, just like a previous caller who called in and said, well, she could have just been trying to charge her phone. We're talking about Huma on something, and inadvertently 650,000 emails went onto her computer that she didn't know about. Well, they're saying
on CNN. Folks, yeah, well, I was kind of suspicious when that guy called in on that one anyway. Folks, you can't fit 650,000 emails onto a smartphone. They don't make smartphones that big, okay?
Yeah, and how long would it take, by the way, to download 650,000 emails onto a smartphone, if it could be done?
Well, you know? No, it's not going to fit on the smartphone, but it's going to take a very, very long time. I mean, it's absurd on the face of it, you know, but they're out there with all of this desperation stuff, and I don't even know anybody who watches CNBC or MSNBC anymore. I mean, their ratings are abysmal. I think CNN is pulling smaller than the gardening channel right now.
Mike, they just had CNN had an ad for their whole panoply of for their news guys, Brian Williams
Brian Williams. Wasn't he the guy who claimed he was the first man on the moon or something?
Pete Williams is another guy. Then they had who's the guy with the gray hair that all these guys...
I don't care. You know, I don't care. I don't watch these channels. I don't care who's on them. I don't even watch the channels that have the very, busty blonde babes in very tight-fitting clothes. I don't even watch them anymore.
Well, Mike, my point is almost the entire range of all their guys have already been named as people that are on the Hillary bandwagon that have already been suborned by Hillary.
Yeah.
They've already been named in emails. It's their whole lineup.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're all in the pay of the Hillary campaign, and everybody knows it. All right, we got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. Thank you for the call, Peter. We're going to let you go here. We got a bunch of other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back with hour number two.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.